with Take Yourself Home, and just before that, Elton John with Something About the Way You Look Tonight. You're tuned to Radio Elderberg 93.6 FM. It's lovely to be here in the VMA waterfront this morning. And this morning, still morning, we have John Kisser here with me, Environmental and Sustainable Manager at Plastics SA. John, good morning.
Morning, Johan.
It's lovely to have you here. So I think let's just quickly kick it off with Plastics SA. Obviously, if we look at the problem that we have out there today, is we drive past massive amounts of plastic, and then we say plastic is the problem. And for me today, after listening to everyone, for me it's not plastic. It's not really plastic that's a problem, but that's what we see. But I think it's the people, yes. And the behavior behind it.
Johan, you use the example of driving. You know, when you sit in the traffic, you always blame the person in front of you. He sits there and you look at him and think, why can't you turn, or why can't you do it? The same goes for plastics. Because it's visible, people see that as the main problem. Plastics is the signature. It's a sign that something bigger is wrong. That people's apathy, that they just don't seem to care. They just throw it out, or there's the municipality in that area just doesn't have the resources, or actually the inclination for a cleaner, better environment. So at the end of the day, it's us, it's humans that are creating. We don't create the material to lie in the environment. People think we do. We don't. We would love to see it all encapsulated, coming to our recycling centers to be recycled back into something. Because at the end of the day, what is recycling doing? It saves us on energy, because, well, we don't have to make something from oil again. And at the same time, it's already made into something. All it is just a little bit of a temperature tweak, and we can melt it down into anything else.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, and exactly what you're saying. You drive by, but you see the problem, and you don't look behind. And unfortunately, we think, who is the guy that's above that? Who is the company above that that's really responsible? But now it's not. You know, and the thing is, we cannot say we want to eliminate plastic in total, because that's not realistic.
Not in the 21st century.
No, it's not realistic. You know, so let's say let's get a balance, and that's what we want. You know, let's get the human behavior to change.
Yes.
To say, put your plastic into a bin rather than just throw it out your window. You know, so that's the big thing. So such an initiative that we have with Sunny Touch today, with the Sunny Wipes, and it's lovely to be part of this. So how do you feel about such an initiative?
I love it. You know, I spoke to them just earlier, because it popped up into my mind. What they've done is they've actually taken a product that used to be what we call in the industry a high-hanging fruit. And now they made it a low-hanging fruit, because it's easy to capture. We know exactly what goes into the new wipes. But also, it's not just the wipes, the buckets as well that it comes in, but also the container. Because they did mention that in the old containers, people used to throw in everything under their dog into the container. That contaminates the plastic. We need to wash all the plastic that still come into our converter factories.
Yeah.
And if you can reduce the amount of contamination, that means you get a good, better product, and the willingness to recycle it is there so much better. The trust between us and the recyclers, between Sanitec and recyclers, have now been established, because we look at the wipes. We know there's only polyprop, the polymer in that.
Yeah.
The same goes for the buckets. Wonderful.
That's incredible.
System. It's a wonderful.
That's just
project.
Wonderful, you know. And like you just mentioned it, when you walk into a retailer that, where you have that stand, and let's call it out, it's Checkers and all the Builders and all of them, that we know those stands. But I walk past it, I've got my water bottle, and I just tuck it in there. You know, so, and that's not for that. So
no,
let's change, as a consumer, let's change that. Let's get it better.
You want, it's like a lot of people tell us, why don't we have it like in Europe, where there's a station for each and every item? There's a glass, there's paper, etc. People in South Africa ignore that.
No, totally.
They throw everything into those bins. So if you can make a system where there's a solid stream, especially if this is in a shopping mall or in a retailer like this with Checkers and Spar and Clicks, then you know it's polyprop. It's only that material that came from it. We don't have to think twice. It comes on to be weighed, and then we we just put it in the wash basin without that worry. What is the melting point going to be on this, etc.? Yeah.
John, I also have a big question for you. You know, obviously, we all try to prevent climate change. So what initiatives does Plastics SA have at this stage to prevent that?
Do you want? We actually don't have to, because that is what Plastics is doing. Think.
Wow.
Just imagine transporting, say, 1,000 liters of water in glass, for instance.
Yeah.
And I don't want to compete here with glass. Glass is good, but transporting a material in glass over, say, 1,000 kilometers, you use so far more energy than if it was in plastic. And that's why plastic is dependent more and more, because of its low carbon footprint, but also of the less energy you have to make it, but also to transport the material. That is why plastic is becoming the item that everybody's picking out in packaging, because it reduces all that harmful effect of global warming.
Sure. John Kisser, thanks a lot for chatting to me today. It's incredible to get into your mind and behind everything that Plastics SA are also doing for the country. So I think it's amazing that we know where we're going and where we can eliminate those plastics just lying next to our roads. So John, thanks a lot for coming in.
Johan, thank you very much.
Chat again. So that was John Kisser, Environmental Manager at Plastics SA. And later on, we will have Tammy White here. She'll be discussing more about the pledge wall that sanitation